The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Gyms, movie theaters, and museums are able to reopen as of today. And here's the story on that one from WHDH-TV.
And then all you do is just bring your forehead to that.
Temperature checks in place, equipment spaced out, and good etiquette.
Anything you touch, wipe it down.
Strongly encouraged. Boston gyms are ready to reopen.
We're ready to go. It's been a long time coming, but we're ready to go.
Title boxing gym owner Cam Anders says he and other business owners will have capacity restrictions and mask and spacing requirements as Boston enters phase three tomorrow, a week after the rest of the state. He says he even went a big step beyond.
We've had to completely change the entire air system. We've changed all the air filters, installed new filters.
Phase 3 will also include some of the city's museums and cultural attractions. The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, New England Aquarium, and Institute of Contemporary Art will all reopen this week. The Children's Museum and Museum of Fine Arts will either have restricted or delayed openings. Those who live in Boston have mixed feelings on how ready they are to go back.
I think as long as people like wear their masks, sanitize their hands, and social distance, we should be okay.
I feel like once this stuff starts to reopen, just like it has around the country, there's going to be a little bit more of a surge in Boston, and then they're going to have to pull it back.
I like a more cautious approach. We're dealing with something we've never seen before.
Andrew says he's glad the city and state have moved slowly. He says he considers it a big responsibility to keep things headed in the right direction.
At some point, you have to put people over profits. That's just how I feel.
Now, the city of Boston is taking some restrictions above and beyond what the state is doing. So, for example, libraries will not be reopening, and public and private meetings both will not be allowed in any city buildings.
Man, I'd be furious if I went to a library and I got COVID. What a lame.
I'm like, oh my God, I had to go to a library, guys. There was a guy in there. I got COVID.
Oh my God.
A library.
You can work out, but you can't read.
I know. Crazy. What's the difference?
That's America.
That makes
no
sense at all.
A nutshell.
Is it that?
Okay, though. Listen, okay, so there's like a library over here that I was driving home. I had a bathroom style emergency.
Oh.
So I stopped
in. So you
into,
went to a library. The one time Chuck's been in a library in years to poop.
You must have to go.
You bought me. Tell me where your facilities
I
are.
There it. And went and was like, I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You Chuck bombed them.
I did. Really, listen, Lisa.
Like, this guy doesn't really want to read anyway.
Can I tell you? I'm okay. I'm going to be super honest right now.
Do it. Play it on.
I walked in. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You pretended like you were interested.
Some books.
I have research.
Yeah. What a fine assortment of VHS videos you have. Wow. Incredible. So then I'm like, all right, go to the bathroom. I do the worst of it is done in there. And then I got out of there. But what shocked me was the amount of people that were in there at the time. I was like, oh my. And I think the problem is that people that go to a library, and I only know this because of the bathroom break, they just sit there and they sit and read. They just sit in that room and they read, and people are sitting around tables that are close to each other. I think that's why
they're closed.
They
separated the
social distance.
Well, you could do all that. I don't know what's
silly if you open a gym and you don't open it.
I know. It's so stupid.
At a theater, you know, there's so many places where you're just going to sit for hours.
Yeah.
That are opening up.
I mean, as long as you have a mask on and everyone has a mask on, you should be good.
Yeah.
Right? You want to read.
Yeah. If you want to go read or drop.
But the only
juice.
Other thing that I thought, okay, because here's the other side of it. The people that were in the library, they all probably thought I was their great grandson.
Oh, I guess so.
Because they're so old.
That's the other thing I thought.
Okay, so it's dangerous for
them.
Yes.
That's the only thing.
They attract the highest risk.
They were a million years old in there.
I bet.
So how did you know? I don't even know where this place is. It's on our way
out of
here. And it's there's a. I,
It's just right over there. Okay, so my thought process was...
You knew that this was an option for you one day?
I saw, like, I knew the sign. I saw this...
Right down the road?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Look at that one.
Yeah.
I've had some poop emergencies. Yes, I never went into a library.
That's it. I was like, I'm going
so
there.
To be totally honest. And...
Okay, so this is the thing. What I saw, I know this is so silly, but okay. I saw a gigantic, what looked like a gigantic, like, hockey arena. And I was like, well, they got to have something.
Oh, now, this is years ago.
There was like a big building. And I was like, there's got to be something. Because there's like a school
like
there.
A city pool.
And something. There was like something. But then what I saw right away was that. I was like, that'll have it. Pulled in. Had my
Excuse
stuff.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have your library card?
Oh, God! No!
I forgot.
I'm here to sign up for one.
In just a minute.
I would have signed up for one.
You had to desperately poop. You can't take the time. You know how long it takes to
listen. I was
to sign
like,
us up for a card.
Don't you have to live in the community? You don't live in the community.
I don't think
you're
so.
Part of the community? Yeah.
I think so.
I think you have to be a resident.
I was like, oh, wow, what a fine assortment of things.
Do you have any Harry Potter?
Do you have any Harry Potter?
You got another perv in the library.
That's what they thought.
Put him on perv watch.
To be honest,
another perv headed into the bathroom.
From Harry Potter books, clenching his butt cheeks.
But that was my number one concern when I went in there. Was looking like a I didn't want them to think I was just some like weird like going into the bathroom jerker or something like that.
Just like you walked in the door and pretended to look at VHSs or magazines. VHSs. You were immediately put on a watch.
Do they look at the staff, Dave? Like, look who works there. Who could be busted? Do they have them? Oh, they don't show pictures.
They, don't
show pictures. They just have one person.
Can I tell you?
A couple.
Yeah. It would have been some old broad who took 20 minutes to sign Chuck up for a card, and he would have pooped himself while waiting.
High place. We got a live one.
It was actually fantastic because it was like a single-use very lucky.
Well, you should be happy to know it just reopened, so if you have an emergency on the way home.
Oh, there you go.
There's stuff that's going on over there. I don't know exactly what goes on over there, but there's like these giant lineups.
There's a police station, there's a high school, the city pool. Like, it's all like the big city centers there.
Yeah.
The lineups could be food.
Yeah, well, it's either food or it's something testing, or I don't know what it is, but it's like... Like I said, I haven't had to use any kind of library bathroom for quite some time.
Oh, that's good to know.
Probably 4 years.
Oh.
So.
Funny, that's a revelation. I never heard.
You know what's funny? I thought I told that story.
I thought I told that story.
But
I've not heard it for sure.
No.
I thought I told. I mean, I don't know if I ever said that I had to.
Well, that would be a big part of that story.
I know.
Really is the only part that matters.
It was so bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Florida man, I guess this was all a property dispute that turned ugly.
Sure.
Or hilarious, I guess, depending on your take on it. But it ended with a 72-year-old man jumping on his tractor, chasing his neighbor, yelling, "Run, fat ass, run!"
Oh, man.
It's my worst nightmare.
You hate to hear it.
You really hate to hear it.
Terrifying. I don't want to run.
Mm-mm. This happened in St. Johns County, Florida. WJXT-TV has the story here. Let's listen in. Oh, hold on one second. Let me just do this.
Neighbor with his tractor in that video. The victim's wife took the video that landed Hal in jail. Scott Lynch runs for his life in this video as his neighbor, Hal Morris, chases him down with his tractor. Lynch's wife captured the terrifying video and called 911.
And when you say he came after your husband with his tractor, did he chase him down or?
Yeah, he chased him down on his tractor and my husband had to run, yes.
Lynch's wife told police how was after her husband because of a property
dispute. Heart attack.
Okay, so he's vandalizing your property?
Yeah, it's her property, yeah, it's like an easement, so, but he thinks he has rights to it, but he's destroying stuff on it and blocking our driveway.
Hal continued chasing Lynch, yelling at him. But fortunately, Lynch got away safely.
Back to you, Corley.
Corley.
Hal, who is a veteran, has been court-ordered to not have any contact with his neighbor. Reporting live from St. John's County, Corley Peel, Channel 4, the local station.
The local station. The local station. That was a real weird sign-off, Corley.
Corley.
She's doing the best she can.
You know, okay, first of all, I can't believe they bleeped out Run Fat Ass.
Yeah, they're not going to take any chances.
Well, it's Run Fat Ass.
Yeah, I know.
You can't say that on the news?
Yeah.
Not there, probably.
It's, come on.
Yeah.
But that Corley Peel, so I had a thing for her for a little while, but she's been in trouble. I think she was busted for drinking and driving, too.
Corley, well, you kept her, huh?
Just a little background check.
I feel like there's a lot of... I don't want to get into my Corey Peel theories.
You have a lot of Corey Peel theories.
Yeah.
I just, could be a lot happening when you look... Stuff isn't all.
Yeah.
More than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Corley Peel arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, look at him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Charged her with DUI.
Oh, she's got... That's a funny... It looks like the news photo that she took.
I know, it does, right?
She actually looks better in her mugshot than she did in that last report. So
true.
When did this happen? This recent?
This was in April.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
When she's not reporting, she enjoys hot yoga,
right?
Tech football, and finding the best tacos in town. Where she also found some alcohol. Mm-hmm.
She also likes to hit the sauce.
Yeah. She was charged with DUI, released on $1,000 bond.
My Corley.
Oh, Corley. I wonder, I guess they did a short story on her TV station. How weird would that be?
On her own station?
On her own
They're the
station.
Local station, Lise. That's crazy.
Usually they don't. Do they usually? Because we've had some reporters around here.
And they didn't address
they didn't,
it.
Right,
but that's all the competitors talked about. All day and night.
Well, of course, because you have something on your other station,
yeah.
Right?
Like there was the one guy... Like the mayor type stuff, and he like had to flee. He fled the whole country.
Oh,
I think.
That guy.
Yeah, remember that guy?
Yes.
Yep. He fled the whole country. He's gone.
Yeah, her own station did a report on it, I guess, because they got some, some blowback from the community. Like, hey, you didn't report on this. It's your own reporter. You would have reported on anyone else.
I want to see that report so bad.
Me too.
I bet it's the most awkward thing. I bet they took it down right away as soon as they. Like, they did it,
yeah.
And then they were like, make sure it's not still on the web. Erase it.
They just did it to, like, appease them.
Appease the elderly, and then...
At least Corley got a fair shake.
She was arrested 30 minutes after she was on air.
Well, that's what it kind of looked like. That's what it kind of looked like in that report.
She wasted no time.
I mean, come on, Corley. You can't handle your news duties... Without booze in it?
She was
I do
drunk.
The show without drinking. You should be able to handle it.
Right.
So according to this report, right, we don't know if this is legit, but according to this report, it was with 30 minutes after she got off the air.
Wow. I just wonder, like, what was she covering that made her get bombed? What did she have to, like, go report live from some bar? So while they're sitting around?
Was she drinking on the job? I mean, it sounds like it, right?
You'd have
30
to be
minutes.
Drunk.
I mean, what are you going to
pound a bunch back?
As soon as you go get in your car, you do shots and then take off.
It's only half an hour later. You can barely drink in a half an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a skinny little thing, so who knows? Yeah. But you would have to be, I would think, drinking beforehand as well. Cannot find their report on it.
No.
Probably they deleted it from every...
You dropped your flask, Corley. Pick that up before we go.
Just how awkward our very own Chuck the Freak has been busted.
Don't be surprised.
how weird it would be for everyone else when you have to report on your coworker getting charged with something.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Super awkward.
It's funny they were pressured into it.
It's mm-hmm. like the Matt Lauer stuff. Like when they had to come on and be like, "Well, it's been troubling, crazy, troubling times."
That was way worse than DUI.
Yeah, for sure.
Just for the record, if anything happens to me, feel free to report on it.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. Our very own James Campbell arrested again.
Man launched a firework out of his bum.
Would love that. That's the perfect way to honor me. Thank you. James, report on all my idiocies.
How did your firework go? Did you end up getting that?
Here's the thing. Okay, so I waited to the very last minute to buy fireworks this year. So I'm like, it's the morning of the 4th of July. I looked it up.
No.
The fireworks stores open up at like 7 a.m. I'm like, there's no way anybody is going to be waiting in line to get into these fireworks stores. It is now 8 o'clock. I'm going to get there. I'm like, I'll be one of the first people in the building. I show up to the fireworks store. It's like the Million Dad March lined up from the front door, down the block, around, down the street. I'm like, okay, no fireworks this year for James.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, you got to pre-plan next year.
Yeah, I hate going into stores nowadays.
Yeah, I get it.
There was like a almost professional level fireworks show right around the corner from my house this year.
Sounds awesome. There was like nobody near me that was laying out fireworks either. So,
my next door neighbor put on a show, so I got to see that. Pretty nice.
It was a sad 4th of July for me this year. No fireworks. I gave all the fireworks that I had away when I moved. I'm like, I don't need these. I'll buy some new stuff at the new place.
Right.
So I had nothing jammed. Like, in reserve to just detonate.
Yeah.
By the way, there was a Tampa Bay news guy who apparently was arrested, and they announced it on air. He was left bruised and battered after an arrest that led to charges of drunken driving and resisting an officer without violence.
Well,
look at him.
He wasn't violent, but boy, were they.
They gave him a couple of. Hey, Russell Rhodes! How about this?
I don't know if makeup's going to fix that, Bob.
No.
Breaking news, my fist to your face.
They really got him good.
He talked about it when he came back on air on Good Day Tampa Bay. He said, first off, need to apologize for my recent off-air behavior. He thanked some people for their support and took about 20 seconds. His face displayed no signs of the black eye, bloody cheek, and bruises
makeup
evident in his mugshot.
Look at that. I mean, when your face is yellow from the bruise.
That's contusion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was tackled to the ground where he sustained the facial injuries there after he tried to run away from the cops.
Don't run.
You can't run.
Go ahead.
Right. Well, listen, about 9 of us are going to get you.
It looks like he spit in the Incredible Hulk's face.
Yeah. It does. Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Oh, this station. Last May, the general manager was accused of masturbating in a public area of a Tampa Bay adult movie theater.
You never know what they're going to do.
He peeweed himself.
Yep.
The general manager peeweed himself.
Just amazing.
Both from the same station, WT. They get up to some crazy times over at old Fox 13.
That's wild.
Crazy to me. You're at WTVT.
You're the general manager. You've got everything going for you. And then you just decide to go to a movie theater and whack it.
Yeah. Let everyone
what
see.
What are you doing?
You had everything going
that
for
that report?
Well, our very own general manager has been touching himself.
They didn't do that, did they? There's no way, right?
Someone said they did.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at him.
That's the mugshot from their own station.
Yep. With great regret.
He doesn't look like a general manager.
No, he looks like he barely is making it.
Bad hire.
Yeah, that's a bad hire. That's crazy.
Oh, the page is gone now.
Moved it.
The page is gone now.
He's probably back at work, right?
Yeah,
you feel like he's probably still?
It says then manager.
Oh,
so no he lost his job. Right. You can't jerk it in a theater and keep your job. You can't.
Probably not.
I guess, so other news organizations claim that him and 5 other guys weren't just waving their wangs at undercover cops. They boxed the cop in and started masturbating.
What? They cornered him? They were jerking and
it's
cornering
like an
him?
Ambush, but
yeah, it's like a circle.
A jerk off?
It's like ambush? A donger ambush?
Yeah.
Ups and down or something. Not really, but
there's dongers everywhere.
Shots. Oh god, shots fired.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna put my windshield wipers on now. They got me boxed in.
Oh my god. I don't know what the official terminology for calling in backup, need backup.
Yeah, for
quick.
Help! Help!
It's a wang bush.
I'm surrounded.
So you are the guy that gets, as an undercover cop, gets sent into the adult theater and five jerkers surround you and box you in.
Well, something tells me it was a certain type of theater.
Well, sure, it's not a straight guys don't jerk you into a corner.
Right, right.
Surround you.
And they couldn't resist his...
Pull out your wangs, boys.
Coply looking...
So you can't find any stories on this, huh?
No, they just removed
it. Not even the competitors have it up still?
It's a crazy story.
Well, it's old, though. That's why.
It's yeah. Really old. Yeah, it's real old.
You think before, like, you're a cop and you got to go to the adult place, the adult theater or whatever, and you're just like... It's going to be a weird, weird night.
Yeah.
As soon as you have to enter that place.
You know, put the gloves right on before you get geared up.
So the undercover cop is in there making sure that no one's jerking off.
Right.
Right? Like you can watch dirty movies, but you're not allowed to pleasure yourself.
I don't
is
know.
Is that what they're looking for? Is that what they're trying to bust?
Well, no, I feel like maybe it had to be like a tip-off, right?
Did they surround him like synchronized swimmers?
I feel like it.
And like that's a show they put on for somebody.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Guys, have you ever heard of anything like that?
Your neighborhood dealership for 66 years.
That's wild.
I understand being pinned, though. You're just pinned in there. You're just...
Yes, according to local news reports, Linger and five other men were arrested inside the movie theater of the Fantasyland adult video store in Tampa. The arrest reports say they formed a circle around undercover cop inside the theater and began masturbating.
Oh, so he was on they didn't even know that he was a cop. He was undercover.
No, he was undercover.
Probably in just normal clothes, and they just thought, this guy's in here. He's going to love this.
Yeah.
they thought they put on a show.
Yeah, he's going to love this.
They're welcoming a newcomer.
Yeah, that's it.
We're going to really
the only way they know how.
Get your wieners out, boys. We got a new guy here.
Hey, what's up, new guy?
Give him a warm welcome.
Wherever, whenever. Plus, get added protection with X-Fi Advanced Security.
In case a man with your buddies and jerk off in front of him.
What's that's this? So crazy.
What a weird story. What was this place called?
Fantasyland.
Fantasyland.
Booth store.
I would love to. What is this? Fantasyland
adult video store.
It's got to be gone by now.
You think? Well, once there's a big old circle jerk around a cop, you don't think they shut
exactly
it down?
Exactly like I thought it would.
It's still open. No, it's still open.
Oh, it's just a metal
adult
shack.
Super Stenter.
Wouldn't you imagine that that's what happened there, synchronized wieners?
Oh, my God.
That's a real fun sign.
I honestly wouldn't. I would have thought it was like lonely straight dudes jerking it to like peep shows and stuff. I wouldn't think that it's, you know, big old circle jerks cornering people.
Like yeah, I think it's...
Imagine James just went in there, he's having a desperate time, and he just wants to, you know, see a peep show of a nice lady, and then five guys corner him in a circle jerk?
Surround him.
Oh my gosh, what is that all around?
Hey, guys! I know this is this kind of a place. It is really a fantasy land. Hi, dudes on the screen. Hi, dudes with the junk side around me. I have to take my pants off now, too.
He's the ringleader.
Yeah, well, I needed some free popcorn. Well,
all I'll say is that's unlike any arrest I've ever heard of.
That's wild.
The poor cop. You should get hazard pay if you've been cornered in a circle jerk.
Yeah. What has happened?
Yeah, you should.
What has happened back at the station?
Oh, where they all corner him with fake dongs and stuff, right? Five cops corner him in the corner.
I'm sure they do, but...
He'll never live it down.
Is it like you drew straws that day? Like, hey... Someone has to go be undercover at the Jerk and Smile or whatever.
No!
Probably the rookie's job.
You know, you're right.
You got a new guy on the beat. You know where he's going.
Do they look for the most attractive guy to send in there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, who gets that gig?
I don't think it matters, right?
Yeah.
No.
Just a body, warm body is all
it is. Just a person.
And they would have surrounded anybody that went in there, I think.
Yeah. You don't want to take a misstep. and end up in one of those theaters.
Come on, boys. Give them the warm fantasy land welcome. Get those wieners out.
So, recap, you can drink and drive, and you still keep your TV job. But if you corner someone while jerking off, you lose your TV job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, write that down. I'm going to make
that's what we learned. There's a line.
Stain my career for a few more years.
There's a line.
Craziness. But if you're in Tampa, watch out for Fantasyland. All I'm saying.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Did you hear a boss got fired because he was part of a five-man circle jerk that's around an undercover officer?
You just never know. You just never know.
I bet the station was just in an uproar, like, just to talk.
Like, donuts anyone?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Did you hear what happened?
Do you think they knew?
They probably suspected.
They probably were like, well, it's not that big a shock.
Right. They're like, Robert was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. You generally know.
Yep, you do.
Right? Anyone that's let go under weird circumstances.
Yeah, you generally know.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're like, that type of thing.
You can connect dots sometimes.
Oh, circle-y.
Makes sense. Does make sense, I guess. Here's their website. Fun founder. Large screen theaters, private rooms for couples and small parties, a.k.a. jerkers.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
They have arcades.
Why Fantasyland?
Yeah, see, and they definitely have, like, looks like they've got, like, gay night. It's
all they are LGBT-friendly. They welcome all lifestyles, but not Officer Man. Did he not know what he was getting himself into?
I'm going to go check this room out. Everybody, be calm.
Get him!
Oh, you don't want to hear that.
No, you don't. My goodness. Honestly, I'm naive. I'll admit, I didn't realize these places still existed in the world. It seems so old school to me.
Adult stores?
But like adult, like jerk off video places,
like movie theaters.
It's almost
you can do it at home.
Realistically, though, it's almost just like a place for
exhibitionism
and that type of sexual thing to go down. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's way more likely that those guys who got in that circle. They've been circling up for a long time with each other.
Old school circle buddies.
You know what I mean? Like, no, we're not gay. We just circle up.
Sometimes you go golfing and you circle up with the boys and surround an undercover police officer.
We're just circling up here.
We'd circle up at anybody.
Kevin's a cop. He's joining us here. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's your comment?
I'd say I got a kind of story for you guys about what happens to police and fire guys after we get a call like you guys are talking about now.
Yeah.
So I had a lieutenant, we had a house fire. I'm in a fire department near Detroit, and he was searching a room and he kept hearing me yelling, something's hit me in the head or the ceiling's falling, kind of like Chicken Little. Well, it ended up being, once we got the fire out and lights on, it was a room full of basically suction cup dildos and sex toys that were smacking him in the head.
So he was walking through like it was like stalactites and stalagmites.
But it was dildos. Something keeps hitting me.
It's like one of those grown obstacle courses. But so obviously what we do then is next day he fill his locker full of suction cup dildos, helmet.
Of course.
So if you had found that one of your fellow workers had been cornered in a five-man circle jerk while undercover, it would be hard for him to live that down, right?
He probably would have quit. We would have absolutely berated him.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know this guy's going through it.
Yeah, for sure he is. Thanks for calling in, man.
It's funny. It's too funny. Like, don't forget your helmet. And then it's one with a wiener on.
For the rest of your days, right? Yeah. For the rest of your days as a cop, you'll never live that down.
No, you got to transfer. Because this is the thing. They don't say. They just say undercover cop.
Yeah,
right?
They would never release the person's name.
Right. Because I just wonder if he had to leave.
Don't start your car yet. Let me check it under the hood here. Just as I suspected.
You lift the hood and they're just all in.
Voice changing technology. Mm-hmm. Anonymous has been to Fantasyland in Tampa and is joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Morning, Venus Balls.
Venus, give us a little insight into Tampa Bay's Fantasyland Jerk It Theater.
So I went down there for work and I ended up finding this place. And you know, I kind of figured it'd be like any other adult bookstore. Like you go in, you got the booths, you know, the video arcade. that is not exactly what it is.
Oh, no.
So you basically go in, you pay a fee, you get a 24-hour access. They actually have another building, Fantasyland 2, and you have access for 24 hours. One room is an actual theater, seats, booths, everything. It's not like a video arcade. You go in, there's just a movie playing on a theater screen. And then the next room is like basically a party room. You got tables, couches, glory hole booths, pool tables. I mean, it's a full-on club.
Right, so it's like a sex club, really.
Right, and then they've got like a forum online that you can kind of congregate and kind of figure out who's going to be there.
Set it up in advance.
Absolutely.
So these, were you cornered by five men pleasuring themselves?
I was not. I was one of the men cornering. No.
Oh, wow. Wow. Pardon us.
He's part of the circle.
Pardon us.
He's a circle man.
Yeah.
No, it was an experience for sure.
Oh, I bet.
Would you return there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You would. Circle up, boys.
I actually went back and I was there for work. And I was there probably once apart and I absolutely went back.
Okay. Yeah. Are you into fellas or are you like the ladies?
Ladies, for sure.
And yeah. Were there ladies there for your enjoyment?
Yeah, both times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Were they behind a glory hole wall or did you actually see them?
Well, behind the wall really wasn't viewable, but there was probably a bit of both.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Okay. I was just wondering because what could have been a lady behind the wall may not have been a lady. I didn't want to blow it for you.
There doesn't matter.
I literally didn't want to blow it for you.
Yeah, that's a chance you take.
Yeah.
You got to be worth that. You know, they're going to take that risk every time, Dave.
Thank you, Fantasyland user.
Thank you.
No problem.
Have a good day.
The inside.
It's like an emporium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got Fantasyland too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, again, naive Dave thought those places were long gone. But they're still thriving.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's perverts, there'll still be fantasy lands.
This is so true. They'll be there.
They'll make my fortune on fantasy lands.
Chuck the Freak's Fantasyland 3 coming soon.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, this story has everything. An old guy with stink bait near a swimming hole.
Okay.
This old guy was arrested in Sebastian, Florida. He apparently poured stink bait on clothes belonging to some kids who were swimming at the watering hole near his home.
Oh, they hate it.
He couldn't stand it.
Yep. Imagine kids when you've got no kids around, and then all of a sudden there's kids yapping it up.
Yeah. The kids contacted the Sebastian Police Department. They said this old guy poured something on their clothes and walked back to his house. When questioned, the man said the boys were loud and he was sick of it. Mm-hmm. When the cops checked the clothing, there was a strong smell of urine.
Oh, God. Oh. Like a deer.
Very pungent odor. They met with 68-year-old Thomas Michael Hotchkiss, who lives right across the street from the swimming hole. He told police he was sick and tired of kids yelling and hollering.
I get it.
And trespassing on his property to get to the swimming hole. Yeah. So he ordered some stink bait online.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like an animal deterrent, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like if you're a hunter and you want to make sure that they don't smell you. You spray yourself full of, like, deer pee.
Oh.
And then
you blend in.
They can't, I think. I'm not a hunter.
I thought it was for, like, your property to keep.
Oh, maybe that.
Animals away or whatever.
But it's like bait.
Oh, bait.
Like baits,
yeah.
Like to bring something in.
It's probably worse.
So, yeah, that's what he claimed it was. He admitted to pouring it on them because he was sick of them bothering him. He was charged with 2 counts of criminal mischief, taken into custody. He was transported to the Indian River County Jail for processing. Turns out he was also arrested for mischief back in January
of this year. There is the old guy's mugshot.
He's super old.
Yeah.
And grouchy.
He's just well on his way to eventually shooting one of these kids.
Right. He waited for the bait. Like, he ordered it, waited. He hated those kids so much.
You'll be here any minute. I'm trying to see. It's kind of bait you can make right at home.
So what is it? Maybe
catfish love it.
Okay, so this is so there's another type of thing I've seen on like TikTok. These fishermen will put a little bag of, you know, those little gooey, I don't know what they are, but you put them in water and then they expand up, they fill up, and they become like a little jelly ball. They'll have like a lot of those, and then they dip them in this disgusting, stinky bait type of thing. And they're catching catfish with it. But.
I'm sure it would smell disgusting.
Yeah.
God.
Doesn't sound great.
Catfish. But don't go near this old guy's swimming hole.
I guess they won't, no.
What's a swimming hole?
It's just a place, a hole where you can swim. I don't know.
And she nails it.
So it's not big enough to be like a creek or a river or a lake?
It's not a creek.
I would assume that it's
a lake.
Or it could be
like a quarry?
A creek leads into it, and then there's just a large open area. And because you'd want the water to be flowing, right? If it was just like a cesspool that just never flowed.
Oh, no.
It would be disgusting.
It says a deep place for swimming in a stream or river.
Right. So that's what it is. Like the stream opens up into like a larger area that people can go in and swim.
Oh, there's some beautiful looking swimming holes
well,
out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if
look
that's,
that.
Can I tell you that's not what it looked like
no,
there,
that's
Dave?
Not the one there. That's, these are the top, the best swimming holes around the world.
Right. Secrets. So that's in the middle of some
on
jungle.
On a swimming hole tour.
You are.
Find the best.
That's in Samoa.
Samoa. So you got to go to Samoa.
Yeah, as you get that beautiful one in Samoa. Tusawa Ocean Trench, Samoa. There's Bottomless Lake State Park in New Mexico. They have a couple of cool swimming holes.
That's nice.
There's one in Costa Rica. There's one in Haiti. Mm-hmm. One in Iceland.
Too cold.
One in Mexico. Another one in Costa Rica. Australia. There's luck. There's one in Scotland there.
And do you notice cold. What they're in? Look at how freezing cold they are.
Frigid.
No.
Beautiful freezing crystal cold. Clear fairy pools.
Oh my God, that guy is jumping from an incredible height in full on scuba gear.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a snorkel.
the Scottish don't really know how to do it.
No.
That's how you drown right away.
And I mean, it's only 2 feet deep at the bottom. It's really
I've crushed
idea.
My legs. I'm broken. I'm drowning. Yeah, I think I may, Lisa, go on a tour of swimming holes.
Oh, little Austin, beautiful. Texas one is interesting.
Swimming hole tour.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, there's some beautiful swimming holes all around the world.
I'm just saying, this guy's swimming hole.
Not looking like this.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Devil's bathtub. I'm going there.
South Dakota. So that's only where the devil's bathtub.
Wait, I'll go to the Dakotas. Is
the devil's bathtub.
Bathtub.
It sounds like somebody pooped in a tub.
That's the devil's bathtub.
Yeah. We found a devil's bathtub, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
All right. A senior in Canada was busted for stunt driving. That's what they call it. Once you pass a certain speed,
yeah,
they call you a stunt driver.
You're stunt driving.
You get a stunt driving ticket.
Yeah.
A member of the South Bruce Ontario Provincial Police was on patrol when he saw a vehicle moving at a high rate of speed. The vehicle passed the cop car going more than 145 kilometers an hour in an 80. So he was doing 90 miles an hour in a 50.
Right.
When they pulled the guy over, it turned out he was 70, and he was charged with stunt driving. Once you're going 50 kilometers or more over the speed limit in Canada, you're charged with stunt driving.
Hmm.
So this 70-year-old guy got that charge. They don't say what he was driving, unfortunately. I don't think a PT Cruiser can hit.
Mm.
A PT Cruiser hit?
I don't know.
90?
What about?
Absolutely, it could.
It could.
A PT Cruiser could keep pace with my HHR.
Yeah.
And that HHR was definitely hauling like 85 max.
Holland. The charge Holland. Includes an immediate 7-day license suspension and a 7-day vehicle impoundment.
Uh-huh.
So he lost his car and his license for 7 days. And then I'm sure some crazy ticket, too.
Oh, my God. It'd be so expensive. It'd be so expensive.
Where was he going? Bob Evans?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was in a hurry. It was 5:30 a.m. He wanted to get there before it opened.
I didn't want to be late.
Stunt driving, though, it does make me feel like you're up on two wheels.
Like yeah,
like a Dukes of Hazzard style of...
I agree. I don't know.
Some kind of car
chase. Because, you know, like 90 miles an hour to me isn't stunt driving.
No.
No. But in a 50, though, depending reckless. On... Oh, no.
I don't know.
Stop clicking, Dave.
Okay, I will. Another old person making news. This time it's an old rod. Also risky, though. This 72-year-old woman gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park after she approached the animal, tried to pet it, and take a photo.
Come here.
Jesus.
Come here, little guy.
A 72-year-old unnamed woman... got too close to the bison multiple times, and it finally attacked her.
So, like, the bison was like, okay, lady, take your photo.
Yeah.
And then he, like, went to graze a little bit, and she was like, oh, the lighting was bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get another one. He's like, okay, lady, your next shot. Here you go. I'm still nice.
Yeah.
And then finally he was like, forget you. And he gored her.
Yeah.
Because he has a big giant horn.
People forget that they're not just cuddly little... creatures, yeah. They're giant beasts that are made of muscle in the chest.
They're massive.
Yeah. Their head will toss you 20 feet in the air.
The woman sustained multiple goring wounds and received immediate medical attention from park rangers before being flown to the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center for further care. This happened just 6 weeks after the park reopened to guests following a shutdown. The park is currently investigating... but Yellowstone's senior bison biologist is warning guests to stay at least 25 yards away from the wildlife and to move, run away, or find cover if they approach or charge.
Okay. I don't want to be anywhere where someone says, listen, when that giant beast charges you, you have to run. I don't like that idea.
No, I don't either.
I like a protective fence.
Yeah, yeah. like a fence or like a barrier of some kind.
Yeah, I really do.
Move, run, find cover!
You know.
You don't want to hear those things on vacation.
Then you got to trip someone next to you so they get gored.
It's the craziest bingo story she has for her old lady friend.
Yeah.
I was like, at a time I got gored by a bison.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Dad, look at my scars and how my see how my arms backwards. Yeah. That's from that bison. You don't want to pet him.
I doubt it.
That's no petting, though.
Someone has to have had
it. Did you get any
video.
Good pictures, though?
Just the ones in ICU.
Oh, okay.
All of these are blurry.
My thumb barely went up.
She's got all these pictures, but her fingers kind of over top, just a tiny little bit.
Right.
Blocking out the bison.
They say the series of events that led to the goring suggest the bison was threatened by being repeatedly approached by this woman.
Yes.
They say bison are wild animals that respond to threats by displaying aggressive behaviors like pawing the ground, snorting, bobbing their head, bellowing, and raising their tail.
He's talking to me. He's waving at me.
I think we got a connection. Me and that bison.
Oh, hello, yes. Hello, yes. Oh, look at him doing there.
Stop that, lady! Not the first injury there over the past few weeks. Another visitor injured by a bison, also approaching the animal too closely to try and take a selfie. That woman was knocked to the ground and injured, wasn't gored. This old broad was gored multiple times. They say, though, she will be okay.
I feel like people forget now the dangers of Yellowstone. They're falling into those geysers and they're...
Yep.
Touching bison.
Do they forget or they're just too dumb?
I think that's it. I think
right? We're just all too dumb now to...
I think you need it. We forgot that bisons are dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, we need to remind them.
We do.
It's a wild place, that Yellowstone.
I think they're trying. They're like, please don't do the things you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
This woman in our next story didn't, you know, intentionally approach an animal, but it kind of happened. A woman in Montana was out for a run Saturday and collided with a bear by mistake. Like, literally ran into the bear.
Oh, oops. Excuse me.
The bear's like, hey,
You start apologizing pretty quick.
I'm so sorry, Bear. I'm so sorry. This is your place of business.
This happened Saturday afternoon. The woman was a trail runner. She was on Huckleberry Lookout Trail. Happened about 9 in the morning. She was running with two other people. She was the lead runner. She and the bear collided and then tumbled together off the trail.
It sucks to be falling with the bear. You're like, this is the worst fall ever.
Oh, this is going to suck. Let me stop.
Yeah. Oh, you think your slip on that ice was bad? Well, one time I fell in sync with a bear.
Yep.
At the bottom, the bear swiped the woman across the head and ran off.
Of course. Ruined my day, bitch.
Dummy.
The woman and her two friends then walked back down the trail and met some rangers. They said the bear and the woman are thankfully okay. She did have minor injuries. They say it was just a surprise encounter and there were no further issues. So they're not going to luckily put this bear down. They're just being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Good. Yeah.
This park is home to black and grizzly bears.
Well, those rangers were black.
Like, looking through binoculars, like, I believe there's a lady falling with a bear. We better spring into action.
Yeah.
How crazy would that moment of your life be? Rolling down a hill with a bear.
It's wild to run at a place like that.
Yeah.
Like, bears are there.
Like grizzlies?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not running anywhere where grizzlies could be hunting stuff.
He was a grizzly runner. He did it for 2 weeks. And then he was eaten promptly.
Yeah. I kept tripping over grizzlies.
Weird day. Again, thankfully, all good. Another bear story to get to. A 54-year-old guy just outside of Aspen was attacked by a bear. The bear managed to open the door to the guy's house, barge inside, and then swipe at his face and neck.
Wake up.
Normally, they don't do that, right?
Well, it must have been food, right?
I think he,
it was a food thing.
Yeah. He was probably cool with not attacking anyone until he saw the guy and was like, I should probably swipe your neck off.
I should make his scalp look really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. My computer is doing incredible things right now.
We've done the wrong thing. Yes. There's no one here to help you.
So the man needed emergency surgery for severe face and neck injuries. Wildlife officials caught and euthanized the bear, but they say there is nothing this guy did that make the bear break into his house or attack him. The bear did it all on its own. Animals are going rogue.
I wonder, too, just if a bear, if it really wanted to, could just push your door right open. And just crack your door, you know?
Probably.
It's a giant bear.
Plow through it.
Yeah.
But the clip I was going to play, though, was the ranger saying that, yeah, bears have figured out how to open doors. Like, it's not... They've seen it before.
Right.
2020, man.
I know.
The bears can open a door.
The bears are opening doors now. Did you know that?
The bear actually takes a set of keys out.
I'm like, get out, the bear get keys.
Was that bear wearing pants?
He was. 2020, the pants wearing, the door opening.
He's got a hat on.
They disguise themselves as people.
Yeah.
So we don't run. They learned that behavior.
It reminds me of that walking bear, that one that walks on two legs.
Oh,
he's crazy.
That made the rounds again.
I'm like, God.
Yeah, you're right. He's got the same walk I do.
That bear had pants on, I swear to God.
He had a set of keys. There, yeah.
I don't know what the other keys were to.
Is he whistling?
He's whistling. His keys like a janitor. These bears are smart. Look at him. I'm observing bear behavior right now. It's got a hat on. It's got a set of keys it came up with. Oh my God. Fascinating. It's got a master key. It's got a skeleton key.
Yep. Bears are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, here's another animals are coming story. This one's from the Marine and Freshwater Research Journal, where scientists in Australia found a new species of shark that it can get out of the water and walk on land.
Yeah, I saw this right away.
Come on.
Oh, no.
New species of shark that can walk on their fins.
Hey.
The bears can open doors. The sharks are walking. We're in shark walking times.
They developed this ability recently, they say. Like, they haven't always been able to do it.
I know that it's probably doing it on its dorsal fins. Right.
Like on its side. But I would love a shark that got up on his tail.
And he's just like,
like walked this
like way. Jabberjaw or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would love it until the shark comes walking.
Yeah,
at
I hope
you.
It's small.
What a pain in the ass. You'd be walking in a park and a great white's like, hey, but it chases you. And you're like, whoa, I was close. Jeez, luckily I can't walk real good yet.
Yeah.
Or you like swim out. You just miss the shark in the water, right? You swim out, you're on the shore. You're like, oh, thank God. And they're like, no, he's coming. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm-mm. That's great. That's just great.
You never would expect it. Let's look at this video of this walking shark here.
Yeah, I really don't really give him too much
on there.
Oh, yeah, he does walk.
Yeah, you saw it right at the
he's
end
got,
there.
Like, back flippers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's like, he walks with his front and his back.
Mm. Nuts.
They say there are a few species of shark that can walk on their fins, but this new one they found developed the ability more recently. Sharks are evolving the ability to hop out of the water. For now, they can't get very far.
Right.
For now.
We got a little bit of time.
Okay, so let's fast forward a couple million years.
Life's a nightmare, I bet.
Sharks can walk.
Oh, my God.
Like, bears are scary, but imagine there were just sharks in the woods.
No, oh, my God. Wood sharks?
You know, there's just, hey, careful on your walk, Dave. There's sharks in
I
the woods.
I went on a hike and a shark chased me.
Yeah.
I lost my whole family to wood sharks.
Wood sharks.
Wood sharks.
Another
you don't
thing
want
to
it.
Worry about.
You don't want it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Murder hornet seemed like nothing.
Exactly. That's nothing compared to a walking
when
shark.
Bears have master keys and sharks are walking.
What if they learn to fly?
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Wow.
They will eventually, too.
I know.
They're all going to be super. It's going to be like a griffin.
I know. That sucks.
Yeah, it's not good for us.
No.
Not good for us, you guys.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.